615 1320 WILS. Let's talk to Noah Horowitz. He's the director of the Center for Energy Efficiency Standards at the National Resources Defense Council. Noah, great to have you on WILS.
Great. Thanks to be here.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about some of these federal energy efficiency programs. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are about President Trump pulling out of the Paris Agreement. Well, what do you think of that?
Well, it's a very dark day, and we feel Trump's withdrawal is morally, politically, and intellectually bankrupt. You know, there's signatories from just about every country in the world, with the exception of maybe Syria and Nicaragua, whose company we're now in, and businesses across the spectrum, whether it's Intel and Google from the high-tech space, Best Buy and even Exxon, are supportive of this. And what's unique about America that we can't be part of this program? It's just mind-boggling.
Right. Now, let's listen a little bit. Here's President Trump reacting to here's what he says about what China's doing and what his real issue is with the agreement.
China will be allowed to build hundreds of additional coal plants. India will be allowed to double its coal production. Even Europe is allowed to continue construction of coal plants. In short, the agreement doesn't eliminate coal jobs. It just transfers those jobs out of America and the United States and ships them to foreign countries.
I mean, that's really the crux of it, that he feels that, you know, we're restricting ourselves, the rest of the world is not. What's your view on that?
What are we restricting ourselves in? You know, the president says he wants to protect the environment. And if that's the case, then why is he opposing cost-effective energy efficiency programs in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. His proposal zeroes out the very effective Energy Star program that saves consumers money and cuts pollution, and he's cut the budget for energy efficiency and renewables by 70%. So I don't get where he's coming from on this.
Well, I mean, he's talking about the coal plants, the fact that the goal here is to reduce our coal plants. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is continuing to build them. Is that, I mean, do you think that's a larger issue, though, the fact that there are different standards between our own and the rest of the world?
So coal is increasingly not competitive, or it's not cost effective. We're seeing coal-burning power plants in the U.S. closing all across the country, and that's because natural gas and renewables are more cost effective and also better for the environment, and that trend is continuing around the world.
Oh, so you're saying it's not because of the agreements or any regulations, it's just happening on its own?
Yes. In this case, the market is largely the reason why we're seeing the massive reduction in the amount of coal-burning power plants in the U.S. and elsewhere.
Okay, so if the markets are taking care of that, why do we need these federal energy efficiency programs? Why can't we let the markets do that also?
So in terms of the markets, when people go to buy a product, when you look at it, you have no idea if that refrigerator or water heater is an energy-efficient one or an energy hog. And dating back to Ronald Reagan, over 30 years ago, the first energy efficiency standards were set for some products for refrigerators. And as a result of those standards now, consumers save about $500 a year on their energy bills. And as a nation, we're saving $2 trillion due to these standards. The market doesn't take care of itself in these cases. We would have energy-hogging products on the market as well.
Really? Even now in 2017? I mean, how much energy can these products really hog nowadays?
Well, take, for example, the situation when your water heater dies. Has that happened to you in the middle of the night or over the weekend?
Well, it's happened when I had to replace the water heater, but yeah.
So what happens, you want hot water for the next day for your family, you're going to call a plumber, and you're going to get whatever product is on the back of their truck. And they may want to sell you the cheapest one, even though that'll cost you several hundred dollars more over the life of the product. Similarly, if you live in an apartment, the landlord's going to buy the cheaper refrigerator because you're the one that pays the electric bill. And that's why we need these common sense minimum efficiency standards.
Okay. So what's going to happen if these programs are we're going to see these cuts? What's the consequence really going to be?
So Energy Star is another very successful program. That's the blue and white label that tells you this is one of the more efficient products on the market. And that's about a $50 million program that saved consumers and builders and school districts around $30 billion a year. So it's incredibly cost-effective, and that program would go away. Okay. And what happens when that goes away? Consumers have no way to easily tell if a product is energy efficient. We could see a lot of manufacturers making all sorts of exaggerated claims that couldn't be trusted. And also, a lot of utilities across the country offer rebates tied to products that meet Energy Star, and that would go away as well. So all of these things are pulling to the market and increasing sales of the more efficient products, and that creates jobs at the factories that make these products, and all that's at risk with the president's budget.
In terms of the likelihood of this actually going through and these cuts happening, what do you think that is right now?
So fortunately, the proposed budget, which is really a train wreck for the environment and energy efficiency, it has 30% cut to EPA, so how could they possibly do the job of that sort of drastic cuts? It zeroes out the Energy Star program, and it cuts by 70% the budget for energy efficiency and renewables and all the R&D that goes with it. The good news is it's actually up to Congress that it does the heavy lifting in developing the budget, and we hope they do the right thing and restore funding for these programs. And we encourage your listeners in Michigan to contact Senators Stabenow and Peters and their local representative to let them know that we care about these energy efficiency programs. They put money back in our pockets. They create jobs, and it's also good for the environment.
So you're saying the industry as a whole, you can't trust them to give us honest information about how efficient their equipment is?
Well, they'll make all sorts of claims. This is a super green, or this is the eco model. Buy mine. It uses 30% less energy than somebody else's. It'll be the Wild West, and we've seen lots of greenwashing and exaggerated claims, whether it's dealing with toxics or energy use. And the Energy Star program, the beauty of it, it was managed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and as part of the program, they do off-the-shelf testing. They grab models that have the Energy Star label and make sure they're performing as promised. And there were several examples where companies claimed their product was Energy Star, and it wasn't, and they're removed from the list. And that sort of self-policing definitely wouldn't happen without the program.
Noah Horowitz, Director of the Center for Energy Efficiency Standards at the National Resources Defense Council. Noah, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
It's been my pleasure. Yep. Thank you.